Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What's the key to discovering delectable dining? Find something that sizzles, a time-tested favorite, a feast for your eyes and palate, and a dining experience handled with care. In Vicksburg, the key to the South.
Back with you on Sports Talk Mississippi, streaming at supertalk.fm. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday afternoon, the Wednesday before the Egg Bowl. Heck of a basketball game happening in the battle for Atlantis. UConn is leading over Auburn 115-109. In fact, they're about to win the game in double overtime. That's pretty incredible. Good television on a random Wednesday afternoon as we await Mississippi State and Ole Miss tomorrow night in Starkville. Rebels rolling in 9-2. Mississippi State coming in 7-4. Stakes high in this one. We're glad to be with you. If you want to be part of the conversation, join us on the Ceasefire text line, 601-879-4395. We remind you that Sports Talk Mississippi is brought to you in part by M-Trade Park in Oxford. M-Trade Park is excited to announce their spring tournament schedule. It's online at mtradepark.com. Heavy slate of USSSA baseball and fast-pitch tournaments, plus plenty of soccer. They've got big stuff going on this off-season as they are putting synthetic turf on a couple of more fields, completing all 14 fields at M-Trade Park with turf infields. Again, check them out online, mtradepark.com, to get ready for your spring season with baseball, fast pitch, and soccer. Time for us to go to the Farm Bureau phone line. Check out favrates.com and go with the home team, Mississippi Farm Bureau, the pride of Mabin, Mississippi. Former Mississippi State Bulldog and NFL veteran Jonathan Banks joins us right now. John, what's up, man? Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Appreciate a few minutes of your time this afternoon.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Egg Bowl. When I say that to you, what does it mean?
Man, it's exciting, man. Man, I'm almost speechless about the Egg Bowl most of the time, man. It's a great time of the year, man. Just two in-state schools just get to go at it. The last game of the year, you throw out the records, throw out the rankings, everything on the line.
How is this game different, Jonathan? I mean, is it more physical? Is it more intense? Is that something that we just kind of throw around because it feels like we're supposed to say that? Like, from an actual playing in the game, I mean, you, at this point of the year, you've played against Alabama, you've played against Auburn, you've played against Arkansas and LSU and everybody else. Why and how is this one different?
This game is different because of the fans. Here in Mississippi, I don't know, football just means – I feel like football just means a lot more. The fans make this game really what it is. Most of the fans, they hate each other. They hate – the players hate the fans. The fans hate the players. And man, they bring the atmosphere. They bring the juice. And the players buy into that. Most of these players, are friends outside of football. But the fans get involved, and, man, they make it a big thing. And this game is this game is the national championship to most of us. Even if one of the teams actually ever made a national championship, this game probably would mean more than a national championship to most of the state.
John, when I think about Egg Bowls, and your first one there in 2009, I always think about the moment where Dan Mullen grabs the microphone, and you're standing right next to him, and he makes this comment about there's one program on the rise. You seem to enjoy that comment. How surprised were you that Dan Mullen grabs the mic and addresses the crowd at that moment?
Man, I knew how Dan was. Hold on just a second. It don't I just knew the type of guy Dan was. I was never surprised at anything Dan done, because Dan was going to be Dan. He was going to say what was on his mind, and he was going to do what Dan wanted to do.
41-27 in your first Egg Bowl. That was in Starkville. You guys win the next year in Oxford. You win the next year in Starkville, and then the final one you play in Oxford come up on the short end. Having a 3-1 record in that game, does that kind of stick with you?
Man, forever. It'll stick with me forever. But, of course, the Ole Miss people, they won't ever let me say, hey, I'm 3-1, because, hey, my last one, we got drilled. and I gave up a couple of touchdowns, which if you ever played corner, that's going to happen. So, but, man, going 3-1 the Egg Bowl, it's a big thing to me. You never want to lose to those guys. If you did lose to them, you never forgot it. I haven't forgot the Egg Bowl. I think one sports moment in my life, in my career, after going on playing in the NFL, playing the high school state championships, no lie, that one game losing to Ole Miss will stick with me forever.
All right, so Hey Dad has asked several different people that we've talked to this week, which sticks with you more, the wins or the losses? We talked about the three wins and the one loss. Is it that one loss that actually sticks with you more?
I honestly feel that one loss sticks with you more than the wins. I mean, winning was great, but you never want to lose to those guys because where I'm from, there's a lot of Ole Miss people. There may be more Ole Miss people in Michigan State than one for all. Which is crazy because I live close to Starkville. But losing to those guys, it sucks. Because you get a whole year of listening to the fans, listening to the players, them shaking around, holding around the Egg Bowl trophy. And it really sucked all together. You never want to lose to those guys.
We'll talk about a more positive memory. I'm pretty close with Chad Bumpus, and he always talks about that 2011 Egg Bowl and says it could have been 70-0 if we had wanted it to be. When you think back about, you know, just getting total domination over Ole Miss, is that your favorite Egg Bowl of the three wins?
Yeah, man. Like you said, Bump said, man, we could have killed those guys. But, you know, like I said, some of those guys are our friends.
Yeah.
And you just don't want to totally embarrass those guys like that. I mean, you do, but you don't. But that wasn't the one that I enjoyed the most my freshman year. Was the one that I enjoyed the most. Getting out there, getting the start as a freshman, they had some real NFL guys on the squad, and to go out and totally dominate a team like that, it was pretty special. We wasn't supposed to beat them. We wasn't supposed to be on the same field. We may have started 8 or 9 freshmen, and they had Dexter McCluster, Shea Hodge, and I don't know, they may have not had Shea Hodge. I think they did, but Javon Sneed, it was special, man.
Yeah. Jonathan Banks visiting with us. We're talking about his Egg Bowl memories. I'm not going to call this guy out. I don't know if people know this or not, but it speaks to what you're talking about, having friends on both sides and growing up in the state of Mississippi. So when Mississippi State had their open date earlier this year, Ole Miss had a home game. And sitting on the first row of the stands, kind of in the general area where families and recruits sit, there is a current Mississippi State player who was there watching the game in person that day. Did you ever do anything like that, John?
No. No.
Does it surprise you to hear that somebody would have, though?
I'm going to be honest with you. I absolutely hate Ole Miss. You won't ever catch me in Oxford. If Mississippi State ain't playing, you won't ever catch me in Oxford. So I would never do. I mean, that's a disgrace, to be honest with you. I'll never be seen at Oxford. I'm a high school football coach. I'm the defensive coordinator at New Hope. We played Lafayette, man. I felt disgusting being that close to Oxford. You'll never catch me in Oxford.
Jonathan, tell me how you really feel about Ole Miss.
Oh, I hate them. Hate everything about them.
Let me ask you this, though. So, I get not liking Ole Miss, but what is it about Oxford that you don't like?
Well, I don't want nothing that's associated with it. So
that includes you, Richard.
It's in the middle of Oxford, so.
Yeah.
I've been to Ole Miss twice a month. I mean, Oxford, maybe. I can remember going on a high school visit, for one. And I played up there twice. And I can't think of another time I've been to Oxford.
Yeah.
I have no desire to ever go to Oxford.
Did Ole Miss recruit you?
If my son is even fortunate enough to play college football, Ole Miss can't recruit him.
Did they recruit you, Jonathan?
A little bit. They did. They invited me on a couple of visits. I went to campus once or twice, but it wasn't really nothing. I never had any interest because I committed to Mississippi State super early. And my grandma would have never let me go to Ole Miss.
Let me ask you this, as we've only got about a minute and a half left. When you look at this matchup tomorrow night, what stands out for you? You got 1 minute left.
Man, I think it's going to be a great game. Ole Miss has gotten tremendously better on defense. Of course, they got a good quarterback. I mean, I'm not a hater, so I like their quarterback. I'm going to be honest with you. I like Lane Kiffin. For some reason, I like that guy. I mean, he's the type of coach that I like. He has fun with his players. You can tell he has fun with players. His players like him. But Mississippi State, we're on the come up, and we've gotten better every week. And the dog's on top.
There he says it. He says dog's on top. Jonathan Banks. Happy Thanksgiving, my man. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, man. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Hey, for the record, I live in Oxford. We got an extra seat at the Thanksgiving table if you want to join us tomorrow.
Hey, no thank you, man.
Sports Talk Mississippi. We'll be right back.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.